Début du dialogue 19.
Did you hear what Tom York said about Spotify? You know, Tom York, the lead singer of 90s rock group Radiohead. He was very coarse. He said Spotify was the last desperate fart of a dying corpse.
Huh, that doesn't shock me. For one thing, his phrase isn't logical. For me, a corpse, by definition, is dead. So how can you talk about a corpse dying? So what was he trying to prove?
Tom York's very upset about Spotify because he says Spotify pays musicians peanuts. He adds that Spotify is trying to become the gatekeeper for all music, and it's doing this purely in the interests of the major record labels who own a stake in the business.
But Spotify isn't the only online music service, is it? What about the others?
Well, there are several of them now. There's Deezer, which is French, and there's RDO, too, which was created by the founders of Skype.
Do these sites make any money? How do they finance themselves?
Those are questions that have been asked ever since CD sales began to drop in 1999. As long as there's free music from pirate sites and from platforms such as YouTube, how can record labels, artists, or music streaming services make any money? People can listen to music for free.
So how does Spotify keep going? It isn't free like YouTube, is it?
There is a free version of Spotify, but it can only be used on PCs and includes advertising. If music fans want unlimited access and want to be able to listen to any of the site's 20 million songs, they have to pay.
So the crucial figure is the number of people who pay. How many paying subscribers do the sites have?
The number of paying subscribers to music streaming services has doubled over the past 2 years. It's now about 30 million. Spotify is the market leader. It has 24 million active users and more than 6 million paying subscribers. Paying subscribers can listen to whatever tracks they want from the 20 million on the Spotify site, using any device, including smartphones and tablets. Subscribers pay £10 a month.
That's a total outlay of £120 a year. Sounds a bit steep. What are the chances of free users deciding to become paying users?
You've got a point there, because price is an issue. Music fans in the UK used to spend about £40 a year buying CDs and downloads. There's a marked trend now towards streaming music, and fans can choose between paying £120 and paying nothing. So most people are choosing not to pay.
And what sort of price would fans be prepared to pay?
One market observer thinks the price per month should be halved to £5. A London-based startup, Bloom.fm, has subscriptions ranging from £1 to £10 a month. The more you pay, the more tracks you can save for a limited time to your phone.
So they get people through the door paying a small sum of money and then tempt them into upgrading to the more sophisticated product. A clever commercial strategy. But the creators, musicians like Tom York, sound dissatisfied with what they get out of it.
Spotify has published figures showing that they pay rights holders about £4,000 for a song that's been streamed a million times. That money includes what's due to the record labels and music publishers. It isn't all for the artists.
Sounds as if the artists are getting a raw deal.
Yes, but the founder of Spotify claims he's not ripping anyone off. He pays out over 70% of all the money the company's making. But Spotify is also helping artists market their talents more effectively. It's setting up an artist analytics dashboard to give artists access to detailed data about how their music is being played around the world, including demographic information such as the age and gender of fans.
You could add that these streaming services have a publicity dimension. The greater access fans have to music, the more aware they are of the different bands.
Fin du dialogue 19.